This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party still detained after an early morning raid. The move came days after an escalating tension between the civilian government and the powerful military that stirred fears of a coup and the aftermath of an election the army says was fraudulent. Myanmar military commander and chief senior general Min Aung Hlaing on Wednesday told military personnel that the country's constitution should be repealed if it was not abided by, citing previous instances when charters had been abolished in Myanmar. Myanmar's Election Commission on Thursday rejected the military's allegation of voter fraud, saying that there were no errors big enough to affect the credibility of the overall vote. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege after a suspected suicide car bomb exploded Sunday in the capital, followed by a shootout between militants and security forces at a hotel, causing at least nine deaths. The incident happened in the busy Kilometer 4 area of Mogadishu. A Reuters journalist saw security forces besiege the area where cars are inspected en route to the airport and where politicians regularly gather at the hotel. A police spokesman said many people had been evacuated and rescued from the Hotel Afrique. Russian police detained more than 5,000 people Sunday at unauthorized rallies nationwide in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. And the authorities had said in advance that the rallies were illegal and would be broken up. In a massive show of force, police imposed a sweeping security lockdown in the heart of Moscow, sealing off streets to pedestrians near the Kremlin, closing metro stations, and deploying hundreds of riot police as snow fell. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is inviting to the White House a group of 10 Republican senators who have proposed spending about one-third of what he is seeking in coronavirus aid. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Sunday night that Biden spoke with the leader of the group, U.S. Senator Susan Collins. The invitation to meet in the coming days came hours after the lawmakers had sent Biden a letter urging him to negotiate rather than trying to ram through his $1.9 trillion package solely on Democratic votes. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protest against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and on bikes, shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo and outside federal buildings in the capital. Bolsonaro, who tested positive for the coronavirus last summer, has been routinely criticized by scientists and health experts for not enacting measures that would minimize the spread of the disease. Brazil has recorded the second highest number of deaths and the third highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has named two lawyers to his impeachment defense team. This is a day after it was revealed that the former president had parted ways with an earlier set of attorneys. The two lawyers representing him will be Alabama attorney David Chung and a former prosecutor in Pennsylvania, Bruce Castor. Several South Carolina lawyers who were to represent Mr. Trump at the trial starting next week have left the team. Mr. Trump is the first president in American history to be impeached twice. He is set to stand trial in the Senate on a charge that he incited his supporters to storm Congress on January 6th. Across the globe, there have been COVID-related protests. Hundreds of protesters, including restaurant workers, gathered in Budapest Sunday against lockdown measures extended by the government until March 1st. Seeing the curbs destroyed their businesses, hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in the fresh round of protest. And again, thousands of protesters faced off with police in riot gear near Vienna or in Vienna Sunday at the site of a banned far-right demonstration against coronavirus restrictions. And demonstrators protested against the lockdown amid the spread of the coronavirus COVID-19 in Lima, Peru as well. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.